This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. No explanation yet from New York's Attorney General as to why her office is now conducting a criminal investigation into the Trump Organization. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
It had been purely a civil probe. In a statement, the AG's office says we are now actively investigating the Trump Organization in a criminal capacity, along with the Manhattan District Attorney. The office did not give an explanation for what prompted the change. The DA's investigation has been going on for 2 years. Trump's taxes have come up in both investigations, along with whether Trump or his businesses manipulated the value of assets to gain favorable loans and tax benefits. In the past, the Republican ex-president has said the investigations are part of a Democratic witch hunt. Julie Walker, New York.
With a vote today, the House is expected to take a step toward creating an independent commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January. But former President Trump released a statement overnight warning Republicans against falling into what he calls a Democrat trap. The Palestinian president is accusing Israel of war crimes. Israel isn't ruling out an escalation of its battle with Hamas. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss is in Jerusalem.
The United States is pushing Israel to wind up its operation, but it's unclear when those efforts will actually result in a ceasefire. This could still go on for a few more days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Israel hopes to restore calm quickly, but he said that it would not rule out a further escalation if necessary.
AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reporting from Jerusalem. Pandemic fallout. About 3 million Americans are behind on their mortgage payments, the most at any time since the Great Recession. About 2 million are in forbearance plans, which allow some leeway in making payments. This is AP News. Congress has approved a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. Our Mike Gracia reports.
A bill intended to curtail a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is on its way to President Joe Biden's desk. The House passed the legislation on a 364-62 vote Tuesday in a bipartisan stand against attacks that have increased during the coronavirus pandemic. The Senate had previously passed the legislation on a resounding 94-1 vote in April. The bill will expedite the review of hate crimes at the Justice Department and make grants available for local law enforcement agencies to improve their investigation, identification, and reporting of incidents driven by bias. Biden has said he will sign the legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Bank of America will pay its employees a minimum of $25 an hour by 2025, the highest minimum wage paid by a big bank. It could pressure rivals to follow suit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.